Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. So I got a few text messages I got to get. I mean, we're going to switch gears here and go to a new dipper in a minute, but there's some Butters and Lee related text messages that are worth getting now. So let me do that. John from Huntsville says, Phil, my focus level went back up because the women's beach volleyball match is now in a weather delay. Okay. Because of a pretty bad storm, lightning is striking the Eiffel Tower over and over again. Really? However, he says, I'm blaming you, Butters and Lee, for this weather delay because of your negativity on the Olympics. Also, the American women's beach volleyball team was winning. Okay, John. Hang in there, brother. It's going to come back. Lee from Huntsville, by the way, is not content just to be on the show. Now she's texting in. She says, I want to make sure this was included in the Joe Biden Supreme Court discussion. She said, I'll think about Supreme Court term limits after term limits are approved for the Senate and the House, not before. Well put. Thank you, Lee. Tammy from Huntsville, that naked blue man had his genitals flashing in front of a child, and when will people have enough of this vile group? I don't know. There was another dude in hot pants right next to the kid that had his junk hanging out. It was awful. So it's just you look at it and go, what is wrong with you people? Jay from Hartsville says, Phil, how can Democrats call Israelis baby killers and keep a straight face? I'm pretty sure we probably lead the world in baby killing through abortion. They think it's only killing babies if the babies are wanted. Can't comprehend that. Sorry, it's off topic. It's been bugging the heck out of me. Thank you, Jay. You're not wrong. Thomas from Athens says, I resent the obscene, irreligious crap on the opening ceremony. However, I do not want to disrespect these athletes who have prepared their entire lives to compete there, including Suni Lee from Auburn Gymnastics with a miraculous story of recovery to achieve gold. So rather than disrespecting these dedicated athletes by not watching them, I am instead boycotting the advertisers who have not canceled their advertisements, unlike some Christian companies have chosen to do. Thomas, your point is well taken, sir. By the way, I'm only aware of one advertiser that canceled. That was C Spire, based out of Mississippi. But if you know of more, I'd like to know what they are. Badger from Athens says, so, election 2024, regardless of who wins, if Trump wins, the left will lose it. If Harris wins, the right will lose it. Not sure what happens if Kennedy wins, but no matter, it will be a mess. There's going to be some turmoil, man, but I'll be honest with you. I would rather face the turmoil knowing that Trump won than to face the turmoil knowing that Trump lost. Where we are. Lou Ann from Huntsville says, another reason to boycott the Olympics, hat tip to the famed communist Antonio Gramsci. You infiltrate the institutions, then you destroy it. Fight for your girls and women. Anything fake, whether it be meat, ice cream, and especially trans women, is wrong on its face. When are real women going to push back? Real women are pushing back, just so you know, Luann. We got some great ones out there, to include Lee from Huntsville and Emily from Moms for Liberty. They're going to be on the show tomorrow talking about some things they're working on. Rap from Athens says, Phil, would you run an ad for a lawyer that wants to help black farmers get the money? I don't know, man. Maybe. We'll see. Brian from Decatur says, when should, you know what? I'm going to go back to that. Rap from Athens. No, I would rather not. I would rather not run an ad for helping somebody get reparations. So there you go. Thank you very much. Barry from Athens says, I find it very hard to believe the White House was not involved in this terrorist plea agreement. Oh, they were. They absolutely were. It's the White House Department of Justice. Handyman from Caddo says, can we get Mike Tyson to come out of retirement, claim he's a female, and make an example of one of these trannies in the ring, and we could put it on pay-per-view? I'd watch. Listen, you know what?
Knowing Mike Tyson, he might be crazy enough to agree to that.
You know what? He might. Brandy from Athens says, I have missed Butters. Well, there you go. You got a load of Butters there. And then Jim from Grove Oaks says, hey, Phil, with our nation $35 trillion in debt and Biden and company racking up another trillion every 6 months, November 5th can't get here fast enough. Yeah, the problem is the debt doesn't go away the night of the election. I mean, we got to take some austerity measures. And we also got to jack up the economy. We got to get things fired up again, man. Get the furnaces of the economy burning. That's how you turn back the tide. Last few, and I'll switch dippers. Billy from Blount County says, Phil, how about we send Michelle Tyson over there and put an end to it? They're doing the same thing. Mike Tyson is now Michelle Tyson. Steve from Huntsville says, the female athlete that had to quit because a man hit her in the face is just sad. Here they call that domestic violence. Yeah, they do. Rita from Scottsboro. Home Depot supposedly pulled their advertising yesterday. Oh, really? Rita, if you find an article on that, send it to me, all right? All right, listen, I'm switching gears. Let's talk for a minute about the Green New Steel. Yeah, some folks still want to call it the Green New Deal. It's not. It's one of the classic ways they steal your money. The green energy scams that are going on right now are epic, and they come in the form of spending your tax dollars on things that have, you know, half the shelf life and half the capability of existing systems. They do things like regulatory burdens that shut down portions of your economy. And they do things also, by the way, that become notional. Net zero. Awesome. What should we do? Let's subsidize an entire revision to the auto market. Not because people want it or they'll buy it, but just because we say we will. So the green economy is, listen, if Kamala Harris wins, the green economy is going to get advanced even further. You think it was bad under Joe Biden. If Kamala wins, and by the way, don't think for a second that she doesn't have a shot at winning, because she does. Let's be very realistic about this. The Democrats are in a bump right now. They're feeling their oats. There's going to be an October surprise, probably on both sides. But Kamala has a better chance of winning than Joe did. In part because the Democrats are just so relieved to have a candidate who's not going to fall down on the stage. She may not always be coherent, and she has a laugh that drives people crazy. And she's vacuous. She doesn't know much or do much. All that aside, she can stand on her 2 feet for the entire time, and people aren't as worried about her tripping over her feet or falling down from exhaustion. That alone has galvanized Democrats to believe they have a chance now, and so they're rallying around. What do we got to say? What do we got to do? Let's just do it, man. Well, one of the things that they're doing, of course, is the camouflage. They are camouflaging her at every step to include her green policies. Now, fracking has been a game changer for the oil and gas industry. Fracking gets a bad rap from the anti-oil and gas industry pundits and activists. One of those is Kamala Harris. She is historically, story here I've got from WokeSpy. WokeSpy points out that she has been a historic fracking objector. She has also been one of the individuals who voted for the Green New Deal when it was still called the Green New Deal, before it became, you know, mixed in with other things like the Inflation Reduction Act and all the other big spending bills. But the Green New Deal, Kamala Harris is all in. On a CNN town hall back in 2019, she literally said, "There's no question I'm in favor of a ban on fracking." Okay. She had also added, by the way, during that interview, that she had a history of working on this issue when she was in California. Well, there you go. Now that she's got to have some swing states like Pennsylvania, where, you know, or West Virginia or other oil and gas, you know, heavy states, there's a change. She was agreed now that she will not ban fracking. Really? That will last about as long as it takes her to get the Electoral College votes counted. Listen, at one point she said, "Climate change is real. It poses an existential threat to us as human beings. It's within our power to do something about it, and I'm supporting the Green New Deal," she said back in the day. So all the more reason for us to look at what's happening in other places and recognize what they're doing to our economy currently is being played out in even more detail in other countries, and it's having a backlash moment. So a story that I pulled from American Enterprise Institute, Dateline yesterday. Headline, "Why the Green Economy is Suddenly in Retreat in the EU, in the US, and on Wall Street." It's a great article. It's a little longer than I could probably do in this segment. But they point out, and I'm going to talk about it more after the break, but they point out in here that the protests in Europe are making a difference. And it's going to take that in the United States, I believe, to push some of this back. But it's also going to take us waking up to the fact that they're not going to quit. And if Kamala gets elected, the Green New Steel is going to go to new levels. All right, take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll take the break right now. I'll come right back, and I'm going to give you some examples of things that Europeans are now having to deal with because it went so far. things that Kamala would be in favor of if she got elected. Green New Steel. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I'm in this next dipper, the Green New Steel, and I want to make sure y'all are hearing that you're not alone in thinking, in like eye-rolling time, that some of the green policies that the Biden administration has been trying to press forward on, that they're not working in other places either, all right? Never mind the fact that it's trillions of your dollars being spent, right? Never mind the fact that they tried to revise an entire section of our economy, the automotive industry. Never mind that they are putting regulatory burdens on businesses, shutting down the capabilities of our energy grid, making us energy dependent, not independent. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is asinine. There's so much jackassery mixed in with all this. But that being said, what's happening in Europe is very telling right now. So, story I've got here from the American Enterprise Institute. Why the green economy is suddenly in retreat in the EU, the US, and on Wall Street. Dateline yesterday. It points out how many protests there have been. 2019, Dutch farmers drove 2,000 tractors to The Hague to protest radical legislation that was, you know, going to cut down on carbon emissions, but it was disproportionately impacting farmers. And farmers had had enough of it. So, I mean, but it didn't stop things. The green lawmakers in Holland, they began, you know, passing more laws. In 2022, they passed legislation that required anybody who had a farm within a distance of a nature reserve had to slash their nitrogen emissions by 70%. One magazine reported that meant that 30% of the country's cows and pigs had to go. Just like that. Well, yeah, we're sorry, but we're going to wipe out your flock. Your herds. We're just going to wipe them out. So they were drastically reducing livestock farming. Dutch farmers were given a pretty bleak choice, it points out. Give up a portion of their land to the government or have it taken away. So by 2023, like 750 Dutch farmers had reportedly sold off their land. They're just crushing the family-owned farms in Europe. Italian farmers, horns blaring, drove to the capital in Rome just February of this year, I believe. Protests all over the European Union. Spain, one farmer said, they're drowning us in regulations. So the EU is absolutely determined, right, that they're going to get to net zero by 2050. Net zero. It's going to be awesome. But voters have had enough. They're tired of these sharp restrictions on pesticides. So now you got to deal with your crop is coming in lower because you can't use pesticides to keep the bugs from eating your crop. You got rules restricting industrial emissions, which, by the way, are tweaked to now deal with cattle farms. And yet, in the polls, we just saw historic defeats for what are often referred to as the green parties. New York Times said there's no sugarcoating it. The Greens have tanked. One political scientist in Europe is calling it green lash. In other words, people are sick of it. They're just flat. I mean, in France, green support went from 13.5% to 5% in the polls. And that's just like in the last year or so. But it was more than just like crackdowns on farming. I mean, in Europe right now, you've got people that are no longer allowed to do things like, you know, cool their offices. They got to take shorter showers now. They can't heat swimming pools anymore. I mean, it's just on and on and on. Germany shut down 3 of its remaining nuclear power plants. And Germans are now outraged and furious because the grid is not able to give them the ability to do the things they used to always do. And they all have to install things like gas-powered boilers in their house. I mean, I'm sorry, they got to do renewable boilers and they can't use gas-powered boilers anymore in their house. In the United States, we're pushing back, but there's still like 9 states that have passed laws to ban the sales of gas-powered cars by 2035. I don't see those laws getting accomplished. I feel like litigation will eventually take over. But my gosh, 9 states in the U.S. Can you imagine this? 9 states have said in less than, 11 years, no gas-powered cars. That's not going to happen. You've got entire subsidized markets like the EVs. I get it. If you want an EV, go get you one. But don't make me pay for it for you with my tax dollars. Majority of Americans, it says, remain unsold on EVs. The sputtering EV market has left a wake of carnage. In June, for instance, the EV automaker Fisker, which got $500 million just a little over a decade ago, they got $500 million in guaranteed loans from the Department of Energy. $500 million. They just filed for bankruptcy. New York Times reports there's been a mass exodus of capital from an organization called Climate Action 100 Plus. It's the world's largest investor in climate change issues. JP Morgan Chase, State Street, all of them pulled out their funds. BlackRock reduced its holdings. $14 trillion in investment funds exited the fund. Why? Because at some point reality sets in and investors don't want to lose their money. I mean, if you want to donate, then just create a nonprofit 501c3 activist organization and ask for donations. And if people really want to give their money away, they will. But when you ask them to invest so they can get a return on their investment in something that has no hope of ever giving a return on their investment, guess what they eventually do? They pull their investment. Plain and simple. Bottom line is this. The Green New Steel is taking more and more of your money. But it's also failing. It's failing big. It's failing big because it's unreasonable, because the results are allegedly going to happen in 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, and people can't see it. It's also failed policies, because in the end, the market will always self-correct back to people actually putting dollars where they will see a return on their investment. And we're not seeing that right now. What we're seeing instead is that the Green New Steel is literally tanking the economies of the states and nations that are putting into it. And I got a little more on this when we get back about the American revolt already having kicked off. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, by the way, before I go any further, I gotta remind you guys. So over the past few weeks, maybe a month or so, I have been talking about one of our newest sponsors, Inspire Advisors. That's their name, Inspire Advisors. They are so cool, and what they do is so cool. So listen, I know this audience. There's a bunch of y'all out there that are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement, and maybe you have a portfolio. Maybe it's managed for you by somebody else, but you're also the kind of people who stand up for what you believe in. And you might be shocked to find out that some of the things that your investment portfolio has in it is actually doing things that support things like, you know, abortion, pornography, human trafficking. I mean, it's crazy what can be in your portfolio without you even realizing it. I'm going to suggest this. You need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Super easy. They would love to sit down with you. They will not charge you for the meeting. They will not try to upsell you. They were literally to show you what they call biblically responsible investing. Or BRI. It's a thing. It's out there. There's a whole world of biblically responsible investing. And Paul and Inspire Advisors team, they know all about it. They're experts in it, and they'll show you what's what. Listen, if you want to learn what's in your portfolio for free, they will meet with you in person and do this. And all you got to do is go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or go to our website, for that matter, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab and go to sponsors, and their link is right there. So check them out. I mean, listen, Inspire Advisors, this is conservative. It's godly. It's balanced. It's financial freedom with Inspire Advisors. Do check them out. All right, let me jump back on this for a few more minutes. The Green New Steel. Let us never let Kamala Harris get away with this, all right? The Green New Steel was absolutely something that she's been in favor of before she wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Kamala has been a Green New Steel person since day one. I mean, how could she not be? She was ranked in 2019 as being the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate. Out of 100 people, she's the most liberal. But the Green New Steel is not flying. I told you a minute ago about the things that have been happening in Europe. I got one more article here from Reuters that talked about Polish farmers that were marching against what they called the green poison with all the EU climate rules. It says farmers in Poland and elsewhere have been protesting in recent months against cheap imports from Ukraine and restrictions placed on them by the EU's Green New Deal to tackle climate change. It says in a sea of red and white Polish flags and solidarity banners, the protesters, many of them wearing yellow high-visibility vests, brandished placards with slogans like "Down with the Green Deal," "Down with the European Union," and "Green Poison." They're basically saying it raises the cost of production, they're raising the cost for everyday cost of to farms, and yet they're allowing things in from other places. It defies common sense. Now, the farmers have been winning some concessions from the EU because the green activists are losing at the polls and they recognize they can't just keep letting things go the way they've been going. But in America, have we fully caught on to the agenda? I think some have, but not, in my opinion, not to the extent that we're seeing farmers protest like they are over in Europe. Got a piece here from The Telegraph, which is a British paper, talking about the American revolt having already begun. And it points out this, like, for instance, one of the big pushes is for solar and wind farms, right? Solar and wind farms. They're awesome. Solar and wind farms. Why are they called farms, by the way? Solar and wind farms. Yeah, they come in and they have to clear cut massive tranches of land. The solar arrays, when they do these solar farms, don't think for a second they're just eco-friendly. They're not. I mean, the what it takes to manufacture the solar cells, many of which come from China, is not exactly friendly to the environment. The amount of heat they put off actually scorches birds in mid-flight, and they fall from the sky. Do they work? To some degree. But if you have an extra, you know, run of cloudy days, you're losing battery life. Well, what about wind farms? Wind farms are even worse. Wind farms are notorious. Wind farms are huge. And then wind farms, when their shelf life hits, they're notorious for just abandoning them because the reclamation has never been built into local legislation that requires the company to come back in and say, if we ever stop using it, we'll take it down and restore the land. They won't. And then you'll have these decaying, rusting hulks that have, if you've ever seen them, you know what I'm talking about, but the wingspan of a 747 could fit within the blade span of one of these fans. They're huge. I know because I had to study them because we had one that tried to set up in my area when I was in the state senate. I wound up fighting the fight of my life as a state senator. They hired 7 lobbying firms to work against me. But luckily what they couldn't get around, when I couldn't get a statewide bill passed, because of, you know, their lobbying efforts, what they couldn't stop was the fact that I could pass a local bill. Is there a wind farm in my district now? No, there's not. They were going to put up a big old honking wind farm along the span that we call Shimbone Ridge that runs from Gadsden all the way up to Weiss Lake in Cherokee County along Highway 411. It's a beautiful area. Cherokee Rock Village. Look up Cherokee Rock Village sometime. It's amazing. Big Rig, if you haven't taken your kids to Cherokee Rock Village, you got to take them, brother. It's amazing. You got views for 10 miles. You know, you got views of Weiss Lake and the rock climbing there is incredible. Mountain biking trails, all of it. Just above beautiful farmland, eagles that fly around the area.
That's not very far from here.
Oh, it's right up the road. But they're going to put a wind farm there. They didn't want to have any insurance. They balked when I said so. They didn't care about the local airports. They didn't want to deal with that. So they didn't want to have a reclamation plan for the land in case they ever decided to abandon it. They didn't want that. What they wanted to do was feed money to the local school system as a bribe and get the locals to say it'd be great to have a wind farm. And they didn't want to have any setbacks from property lines. They didn't care about cattle farms where the notorious, you call it the strobe effect when the sun is behind it and the fan's going and the cattle get freaked out. They didn't care. They didn't care about blade throw. You know what blade throw is? When a blade breaks off and that blade is as big as a 747 jetliner's wing and it comes slinging at your house. You ever seen pictures of that? Look up blade throw. It's amazing. So the American Revolt Telegraph points out that USA Today had an article just earlier this year. They said that the wind farms are losing such, you know, attractiveness that you now have more local governments that have pushed back against them and not allowed them than you have those that have allowed them. So the American Revolt is underway. We're seeing right now that people are beginning to wake up with local bans and moratoriums and construction impediments and other things that basically say that twice as many county governments have rejected them now as those who've approved them. Fight the fight locally if you have to, is what I'm saying. Fight the fight locally if you have to. Last piece I've got on this whole thing, the Green New Steel. TheHill.com has an article that came out in March of this year. Headline, Biden's Green Economy is Failing America. Now, TheHill.com is not known for being a conservative bastion, right? But The Hill has this article that says that 60% of Americans believe the state of our economy is still getting worse and that there's one administration to blame, Biden-Harris. Climate change has been one of the constant focuses of the Biden administration. And I would say pin this on Harris. Pin it on her. Make her wear it like a badge. Says Biden has made no apologies about targeting the energy industry with draconian regulations, intentionally designed to drive up costs, prevent fossil fuel businesses from succeeding. On day one, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accords, killed the Keystone Pipeline, and froze drilling on federal lands. He issued a litany of anti-energy executive orders. Energy costs went through the roof. Research continues to show that electric vehicles that he's pushing for and subsidizing with your tax dollars are worse for the environment than anything. And yet, around the world right now, if you took an air quality sample, the United States air quality is the best in the world. It's now so clean, this points out, that it's nearly indistinguishable from fully natural levels. There are very few countries that can match it. But they're going to keep tanking your economy and calling it the Green New Deal when what it really is the Green New Steel. There's my point. Don't let her hide behind it. Make Kamala wear it like a freaking badge. All right, listen, we're going to take a break here momentarily. We're going to come back and wrap the day. I got a whole dipper I didn't even get to, man, but it's a big one. We'll talk about Israel probably tomorrow because, y'all, the war drums are beating over there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.